Welcome to Bethel Brandon Sunday Message. Please head over to our website, bethelbrandon.ca, to figure out how we can best serve you.
Thank you for having me today. Good morning. And happy Mother's Day to all the mothers in the group, and grandmothers and mothers in the future. We honor you today. And I am really, really honored to be here to speak with you about Pregnancy Support Center of Westman. I'm excited to tell you a little bit about the ministry and definitely to thank you for your support, past, present, and future. Hopefully to encourage you today and to share with ways that you can be involved if you so choose to. This is a very unique opportunity for me to be here today on Mother's Day. With my job, I have the privilege to be around mothers pretty much every day, and all kinds of moms, new moms with adorable brand new babies, and we welcome them into our center. We love it when they come and play show and tell with us. We could hug babies all day long, and I could show you adorable pictures of babies for days. Last year, we gave away over 100 new baby bundles to our clients. And we have a beautiful poster that's on the wall of our center that has 102 baby names on it from last year. And I love looking at the names. Every time I pass it in the hallway, my eyes just go over there, and I love looking at the names. I'll tell you some of them. Every year, the names are just such a awesome thing to sort of see, and it's sort of like a cultural time zone for us too. Last year, some of the names we had were Paradise, Ocean, Treasure, Heavenly, Light, Divine, Genesis. Isn't that cool? Genesis and New Beginning. And Thunder. I don't know what caused that name, but that's interesting. And if I was to stop right now, it would sound like the absolute perfect job, wouldn't it? Just hugging babies all day long and being around babies, and that'd be fantastic. But we also have the frightened mums who just found out they're pregnant and not sure what their response will be. We have lonely mums who are here in Brandon from somewhere maybe across the world, and their husband or their partner isn't able to get here with a visa before baby comes. We have overwhelmed mums who are pregnant with another child from yet another failed relationship, and it just didn't go the way they planned, and they're not sure what to do. We have mums who are in custody for their children. We have mums who grieve the loss of children, either before birth or after birth, mums who have experienced a really unbearable passing, mums who are struggling with the aftermath of an abortion decision that they had maybe 2 months ago, maybe 20 years ago. We have all of that as well. And it's Mother's Day, but what I do know for sure, that this day is not an easy day for some people. And we want to be aware of that today. So let's take a moment and pray. Father, we thank you for just being with us today. Thank you for the beautiful worship that just brought in your presence here with us today. Thank you, God, that you care about each one of us individually and so beautifully, so perfectly where we're at. And God, we just ask that your words of love and comfort and challenge and encouragement would go forth today and accomplish everything that you have set out for it to. We pray these things, Jesus, in your name. Amen. I'd like to talk to you about something fairly simple today and yet really powerful. Something that hopefully will fit all of you, whether you're a mother or not. I'd like to talk to you about the power of a story. What can a story do? How can a story affect us? Stories have a significant impact on people's beliefs and behaviors. Did you know that a story is often more persuasive than an argument? That's something to think about. They can be helpful, useful, to help us as humans learn valuable lessons in a safe environment. Stories let us share information that in a way that allows us to connect on an emotional level. They help us understand each other, which makes the information that we're sharing more memorable. We gain empathy for one another through stories. Stories are a powerful and persuasive communication device that can move people to dream big dreams, embrace big ideas, and accomplish big things. Stories simultaneously engage our senses and trigger thoughts, memories, and emotions. Storytelling is actually one of humanity's oldest and most beloved traditions, bridging generational gaps and drawing communities together. Since the beginning of civilization, storytelling has been a primary method for passing along history, cultural practices, moral lessons, and even just having fun. It has not only shaped our understanding of the world, but also served as the foundation for literature, obviously theater, movies, all kinds of things. Much of our faith as Christians is built, shaped, and supported on the challenging stories that we read in the Bible. An incredible book filled with story after story after story. Many, and if you're my age, maybe you can agree with me, many of the stories in the Bible, although I've been reading it for my whole life, I can't say that I fully have a true understanding of. They're complicated many times, and they get right into the core of who we are, and we struggle with some of that tension around some of those stories, and it's a good thing. So stories are both powerful and necessary, and that's my first point. You know, I've been told, I don't always follow the rules with this, but I've been told that a good sermon has 3 points. So, you know, I thought I'd try and give you a good sermon today. I've got 3 points. That's point number one. So today I'd like to share with you some stories. Stories that have impacted my life in powerful ways. A few weeks back, if you're a senior, perhaps you were at the seniors event, and I was speaking and I told you a story. The story was about my parents, but it is also part of my story. Quickly recap that story, because I'm going to piggyback on that today. The story was about my oldest brother and his healing from polio and how it changed my family's whole trajectory in life. It brought back faith into the hearts of both of my parents and subsequently affected all 10 of their children. I'm one of. I'm kind of the extreme middle child. As I reflect on my childhood, I realize how critical this story was and is to who I am today. The story set the bar for the level of faith that was in our home. We were taught to pray about everything, to believe that God could do anything. As my siblings and I have matured in age, we all agree that this story, which includes obvious good, my brother was healed, and faith returned to our home, to my parents' lives, but it also includes some bad and some ugly. And that has also shaped our family, and is still shaping our family today. The story is about real life, the reality of my dad's hardened heart when he returned from fighting in the Korean War, and how he turned to alcohol to bury the pain that he was feeling, and several other ugly truths are included in our family story. But it also includes my mom's desperate pursuit for God to physically heal my brother, her dying son. And that's exactly what happened. God reached down and healed my brother. God lovingly answered my mom's cry for help, pursued my parents' young and restless hearts, and brought healing and restoration to my parents and my family spiritually. This story includes repentance, forgiveness, and healing. I was born about 5 years after that took place, and the only story I know to tell today is reflected in the words, like my life story is reflected in the words of that song that sometimes we sing, all of my life, all my life you have been faithful, All of my life, you have been so, so good. With every breath that I am able, I will sing of the goodness of God. Because that's my story. I was raised in that kind of home because of my parents' story. My mom's favorite scripture verse when I was growing up was Proverbs 3, 5, and 6. And it says, as we know, many of us, trust in the Lord with all of your heart and lean not on your own understanding. In all your ways, submit to him and he will make your path straight. I grew up hearing my mom quote that all the time. It was sometimes annoying. Sometimes you just feel like, I can't hear that today, Mom. But you know what? She kept quoting it. And I kept needing to hear it. This Mother's Day and every Mother's Day, my heart reflects on the beautiful faith of my mother and how her faith in God's ability to do what the Scripture says, to do more than we could ask or imagine, shaped our family story. Does God want the stories of our faith journey to be remembered, to be told, to be carried through the generations? I believe so, absolutely. So here's another part of that story. I'll just continue on with that a little bit. Six years ago, I resigned from Calvary Temple. I'd been there for a while, and Jerry and I moved to Chilliwack. My parents were in their later years, and my dad was in dementia already, and we were blessed to have a couple bonus years with him, and then COVID happened. And I had one in person. I lived very close to him, worked a couple blocks from where he was living, and I had one in-person visit with him in the last year of his life. But those are our COVID stories. We all have those, right? He did pass away during COVID, but not from COVID. God took him very peacefully and quickly in January of 2021. So it's April now of 2021, and most churches were still shut down and doing church online. Calvary Temple here in Brandon reached out to me in Chilliwack and asked me if I would consider speaking the Mother's Day message for them. So just record it and send it, and they would play it here at Calvary Temple. So I agreed to do that, and I had this brilliant idea. Hey, I'm in the same city as my mom. This never has happened before, you know, when I'm speaking on Mother's Day. So I'd like to include my mom in my Mother's Day message. I thought, wouldn't it be fun to go over? And they had loosened the restrictions a little bit on care homes and whatnot at that point. And we were able to get in and visit with my mom. So I took my iPhone, all professional, right? And decided I would record my mom, and I thought I'd just use it as kind of the opener to my message. So I was just asking her some fun questions. Who's your favorite child? And, you know, being the middle child, you just have to ask that, right? Well, she answered in the most kind and loving way, oh, dear, I don't have any favorites. I'm like, okay. good answer. But, you know, while I was there, and actually, my mom was so adorable. She was all worried about, oh, people don't want to see my wrinkly old face and hear from me. And I just kept encouraging her, oh, yes, Mom, they do, and this will be so good, whatever. And we just had some lighthearted kind of banter, and I was recording. And then I asked the question, what has impacted your faith most throughout the years? She instantly broke, and the whole tenor of the day changed. She started retelling the story of my brother's healing. And how that affected our family. And the thing that's really cool is we all grew up, all 10 of us children grew up knowing the story of my brother, but hearing it in bits and pieces and, you know, not really like formally, yeah, there you go, hearing it presented. And this was such a cool opportunity with so much emotion, my mom relived that entire story while I was videotaping her. And it was amazing. She was 90 years old at the time. Her mind was as sharp as a tack. She knew full names of doctors and all kinds of things. She just shared everything about that story with me. And truthfully, I hadn't thought that that would be the focus of the day. I had planned lighter questions, sort of to be the opener of my sermon. When I left that day, I changed my entire sermon because I realized that I had been given this incredible treasure. My family realized this treasure when later in the year, my mom unexpectedly passed away. That ended up being the last Mother's Day I would have with my mom. And I got this incredible story on video. At her funeral, my mom gave her own funeral message. We showed the video. And so our family, our grandchildren, our great-grandchildren got to hear our family story told by my mom, with all of the details that we probably would not even be able to remember. What a gift. What a gift that story has become to our family. What a treasure. We will continue to tell that story to future generations because it matters. It's personal to us. It's life-changing to us. It's the story of God coming to us. So what is your story today? You're here. You're in church. You've got a story. How did you encounter God? How has God breathed life and hope into your family? We need to talk about our stories. Every one of us has a story to tell. My story is different than my parents'. My story is, with every breath I take, my whole life, all I can say is thank you, God. Thank you for the faith that I was raised with. That's not the story that my parents would tell. And I don't know what your story is, but we have stories to tell. Our stories can be literally like arrows pointing our children and our grandchildren to the goodness and faithfulness of God. They need to hear from us a place of personal connection. They need to know when life is hard and the world is scary, God is good, and they can trust Him with all of their tomorrows. Retelling our stories is also good for us. We grow in our own faith as we tell our stories and recount the experiences that we've lived with God. We remind ourselves of His faithfulness. And we can so easily forget sometimes those watershed moments that changed everything. We just carry on with life. Some days we need to stop and retell those stories to ourselves, to ourselves. Psalm 107, verse 2 says, "Let the redeemed of the Lord tell their story." We need to tell stories. In the Bible, we read how the Israelites created festivals and holidays to commemorate and remember the stories of God, the stories that needed to be told to the next generation and to the next generation. It is our responsibility to continue to tell the stories of God's faithfulness. Point number two, God needs us to tell our stories. Near the beginning of my message, I shared how a story helps us connect on emotional levels and helps us to understand each other and gain empathy. We just talked about how important it is to tell our stories. But you know what? It's not an easy thing to do sometimes. Real life stories are not always the Hallmark movie stories, are they? Often it's a struggle, and there's pain. In remembering sometimes, there's grief. But all of this brings us to a greater understanding of who God is. Telling our stories does require vulnerability. It can be very scary at times. It requires trust, trusting God to know the when, the whom, and what is appropriate to tell. The last point I'd like to leave you with today is take time to listen. We need to tell our stories, but we also need to be on the other side of that. We also need to be listening to stories. We need to realize and value the privilege that is ours when someone opens up and shares their story with us. I'll finish with one more story here. 50 plus years ago, there was a young lady who unexpectedly realized that she was pregnant. She was afraid and felt very, very alone. She had no one to listen to her, and she had no faith. She didn't know what to do. She had no one to offer her understanding or hope. She had no one to listen. She ended up having an abortion, believing that it was her only choice. Sometimes the after effect of an abortion is very damaging to women. She suffered alone for several years until she finally met someone who listened to her story and led her to Christ. She received forgiveness, hope, and healing, but she never forgot what it felt like to be alone in that place of uncertainty. After some years of God challenging her heart to do something, she decided to allow God to use her story to help others. God used her as a part of a team that worked together to provide a safe place for women to come and tell their stories and know that they are not alone when they are facing an unplanned pregnancy. Here we are, Pregnancy Support Center, 35 years later. That is the story of how Pregnancy Support Center started. From ashes, God brought beauty. Redemption is part of Pregnancy Support Center's story. God used a very difficult and challenging part of someone's story, turned it around, and made something so beautiful from it. One of the greatest privileges we have at Pregnancy Support Center is to have clients trust us with their stories. Stories of real life, lived experiences. We value the opportunity to be a safe place for women and families to come and share their stories. We know it is not easy. Listening is our number one first priority. Many people come in not ever really being heard before. No one has ever taken the time to listen. We have to listen to understand, don't we? If we're going to be able to offer hope, healing, and love and compassion, we have to hear the stories. So our number one goal is to offer our clients the opportunity to be heard. Our heart is that every person would feel safe telling their story, that they would be assured and leave knowing they are not alone. We want to listen to their story, and then we want to become part of their story. We are committed to walk beside women and families while they navigate the uncertainties of an unexpected pregnancy and what that means for their lives. Lots of times there's like a period of grief. I have to give up all of the plans that I thought my life was going to be, the direction that I thought my life was going to go. And now I have to switch and think of something completely different. It can mean a lot of things for a lot of women. For those experiencing an unplanned pregnancy, we offer education and support, allowing them the space to make a pregnancy decision that is fully informed, evidence-based, and free from external pressure. We love to just empower the women that we sit and listen to. This is your decision to make. It shouldn't be influenced by anybody else. We are absolutely delighted to be able to offer them emotional support, tangible support, helping with the necessary baby items that they need to welcome baby into the world. helping them find secure housing, or maybe housing them in one of our apartments. We do referrals to other agencies. We have a doula that comes in and volunteers her services once every couple weeks, and she meets with mamas who are here from other countries who have nobody else to support them, and she will even birth with them. It's a wonderful thing. We do parenting education and post-abortion support. Overall, I would say the impact of what we do at the center, it's a really hard thing to measure. But here's one thing we do believe very strongly. It starts with a story, and every story matters. If we can provide hope and resources to build healthy moms and parenting situations today, we will see the benefits for generations to come, just like my family story. Isaiah 54:4 says, "Fear not, you will no longer live in shame. Don't be afraid. There is no more disgrace for you. You will no longer remember the shame of your youth." And that's what we want to impart to the women and the families that we serve. There is hope for your future. This doesn't have to be the sad ending of your story. We have a mission and a vision. Glenn read it to you earlier. And we are so thankful. God blessed us this year with a new building, 2.5 times larger than the space that we were operating out of for the last 26 plus years. We are so excited for what that might mean for us in the future and the services that we will be able to provide and the opportunities that we will have and the stories that we will hear. We are confident. The need is real. Just to give you a little bit of a benchmark, pre-COVID, our client calls, visits per year were about just under the 250 mark and had been like that for several years. Last year, our client call visits and for the whole year were just under 1,700. So that shows you that there is a need for this ministry in Brandon. And we are so delighted to be there to be able to respond to the need with the heart of God and the love and compassion that comes from God. We know we have been given a huge responsibility, but privilege, to serve our Westman area with God's love, kindness, and mercy, and we are honored to do so. I am honored to be here today to thank you for your support. I don't feel ashamed to ask you for support. If you are able, we are a good ministry to support. We do good things in this community through the grace of God. If you'd like to know more about the work that we do and how you can support us, I will be at the back, and you're welcome to come and talk to us. We do, obviously, we're not nonprofit, so we operate 100% on donations. But we also have wonderful volunteer opportunities for you. If you are a woman my age, maybe, who just retired from another job and you have some time, we've got lots of baby clothes that can fill your time. We've got a great team of volunteers, and if you'd like to talk to me about how you can maybe be a part of that. It's community. It's community. It provides friendship and fellowship, but also provides such a beautiful sense of purpose. And so if that's something that you're interested in, come and talk to me. Thank you so much for the invitation to come and share with you a little bit of my story, a little bit of the story of Pregnancy Support Center, and the good things that God is doing in our community. Story is a powerful and persuasive communication device that can help people dream big dreams, embrace big stories and ideas, and accomplish incredible things. So point number one, stories are both powerful and necessary. Point number two, God needs us to tell our stories. And point number three is take time to listen to the stories that are being told around you. I encourage you today, if you're second generation or third generation or fourth generation Christian in your family, find out where that happened. Find out the story that started that faith journey. We have incredible things to learn from each other, and we need to hear our stories. So thank you to this church. This church is a wonderful support to our center, and I'm so grateful to be able to be here in person, and thank you for that. We honestly could not operate, obviously, without the support of churches and people like yourselves, so thank you. Can I just pray with you before we close today? Father, thank you. Thank you, thank you for the privilege of being your hands and your feet extended to this world, a world that is so lost without you. We can only have to watch the news for 5 minutes, and we are very aware of how lost our world is. God, we see hurt, and we see pain around us in every direction. But God, we also know that you are the truth, you are the light, and you are the hope that is needed for a lost and desperate world. You always have been, and you are today as well. God, help us to be tellers of stories. Help us to be listeners of stories. Help us to care. Care about those who come into our path, God. Help us to use our stories to encourage them, to build them up in their faith. Lord, help us to be the body of Christ, reaching into our community, allowing you through us to bring hope and healing. Father, thank you for each one here today. I pray a special blessing on the moms. As moms, we all have our own stories. And Lord, even for the ones today who have been spiritual moms to others, God, bless them today. Bless them with everything they need for life and godliness, whatever that might look like in their life today, Lord. You know exactly what our needs are. Lord, I pray that today we would take just a few minutes, each one of us, and reflect on our stories. What have you done for us? How have you shown yourself to us? God, may we be so encouraged as we reflect on how you have interacted with us personally.
Thanks for listening to this message. If you enjoyed it, please head over to BethelBrandon.ca to listen to our older messages or maybe connect with us and figure out how we can best serve you. Thanks for listening. Have a great day.